You're listening to KBSX 91.5, and I'm Samantha Wright. An Idaho artist who spends much of the year in an RV showing his work is vying for a $200,000 award in a competition in Michigan. Ken Newman, his wife Debbie, and their dog leave the town of Cambridge every year to travel the U.S. showing off Ken's art. While on the road, they attend art shows and venues, and Ken spends time creating new works in bronze and wood. His latest piece is called The Last Whistle. It's a bronze sculpture of a blue-collar worker coming off his shift and heading wearily home. I ask Ken about the balancing act of finding time for art while on the road promoting his work.
Well, it was just a desire to move my work beyond a regional audience. Just push the work out, your voice out, and try to get some recognition. And it was solely with wood at the time, wood and wildlife as a subject matter. From there, it has just completely evolved.
And how long have you been doing that?
Well, we started, it's been about 16, 17 years. We've been completely on the road for, I think it's almost 15 years now. We sold our home, everything, and bought a truck and a fifth wheel and knew that we were going to be on the road. And I had family in Cambridge, Idaho, and that was a great place to have a home base, forward to mail, check on things, have a sense of security and a wide spot to park the RV. And we've made so many friends and connections that if we're within 100 miles, we have a certain expectation that we're to stop and have dinner and or spend some time with connections, whether it be another artist, a client, or just a friend you've made. In the last 15 years, there's only two states in the greater United States that we haven't been in. It's been quite a learning curve and quite a journey.
So you're having fun and you're doing art. How do you do art on the road?
One of the things you come to understand, whether it's working with wood and or the clay that I work now for bronze, is you really don't need a lot of tools and a lot of space. And it's just your commitment to it. We've stopped in Arkansas and spent time at the Buffalo River, and I can be within an hour, I can actually have a camp set up and be working on a project. So it can be in the Smokies, it can be in Wyoming, in the wilderness. It can be in somebody's room, you know, in a garage. It can be anywhere. If you have a commitment to work and you love what you do, it's more the passion, you know, it's easy to do.
It sounds like, I don't know, the dream job for an artist. You get to travel, you get to meet all these friends and people on the road, and you get to do your art. Any downsides to something like this?
Being an artist is the downside. You know, it is it's competitive, it's tough, it's financially not lucrative. I don't look at it as fun. It's very rewarding to create something from within yourself and then have people connect to it and want to put it in their home or in a public location. That's a very rewarding, but there's a lot of sleepless nights. There's a lot of head scratching.
So what's the best part of doing art on the road? What's the best part?
For me, it is just really the people. The people you've met, the relationships you've built, seeing America. We could take hours up and tell stories of how wonderful people are and how beautiful the country is from the south, from the desert to the hardwood forests of the northeast, southeast, the Pacific Northwest, and really how great the people are. The people are incredible that you meet on the road, meeting those people and making connections and seeing how great the United States of America it really is and how I so enjoy it. When you worked and you never took time off, and I never take any days off, but I get to completely see and meet people, and I'd be hard-pressed to tell you a bad experience.
This year, Idaho artist Ken Newman is competing at the Art Prize 8 competition in Grand Rapids, Michigan, along with more than 1,400 artists from 44 countries. You can see pictures of Newman's latest work on our website. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org.